know you can go to a lumber yard and they'll have, you know, I guess they call it a bowl or a what they call that when they cut it. But anyway, but you pay a premium for that, or you got to buy the whole log or something like that. And in my case, being that I'm the guy cutting it, you know, I can do that without spending all that money or going through all the trouble of going to a lumber yard and saying, you know, I need this many boards this wide from the same tree. For me, I love just being outside and doing that. I'm not a hunter. I don't fish. I don't golf. You know, when spring comes around, even though I've got three barns filled with dried lumber I have here, but when spring comes, man, I'm jonesing to find me some logs. I consider myself a fair weather sawyer. I don't have to be out there cutting when it's cold or ugly, so I choose not to. One more thing that might be of interest, now that I'm thinking. I've gotten into, we were talking about walnut wood, and you know how walnut wood can really vary between in color and grain between trees, just depending on where it's grown and how it's grown and what the mineral content's like and things like that. So in order to make a piece of furniture off from the same log to try to maintain that color, especially if you're not staining it, you know, because staining will definitely blend different color variations between trees. But a lot of the stuff that I do, at least I try to, especially with walnut, is to not have to put stain on it. So anyway, my point is that a couple years ago, I got a commission to build an entertainment console cabinet. And that's pictured, you know, on most of my websites. It shouldn't be hard to find. Two things that the sawmill really helped me out with on this project. First of all, they wanted the door panels to be crotch grain and book matched. Walnut tree, especially, where when it goes up and it branches off, and walnuts usually do that at a lower point than some other trees. But where that just off, it either goes off into two or maybe three or whatever, you get this mixed up grain because it's all sort of turning in different directions to go off to the one side or the other. Well, if you cut that in the right way, you get this really beautiful marbled coloring and grain pattern. It's really a beautiful thing to use for anything, but in this case, I used it for the door panels. So I was able to cut this crotch grain. This stuff is really super expensive if you buy it. So that came from the one tree, and I did a book match. Basically, you have a thick piece of wood that's got this really cool grain, this crotch grain, and then you slice it like right down the middle. Not rip it, but slice it width-wise. And then you put it up like a book, and you have a mirror image of the grain. If you put that on two doors that are next to each other, it looks like it's called book match. So it's like you're opening it like a book. And if you stick around on my website, you'll find this cabinet. So that was the one thing the sawmill was great for. The second thing was that I actually attempted and was successful in cutting veneer sawmill from the same tree, because there were some wide sides to this cabinet, but I didn't want to make it out of solid wood, just because solid wood is always moving and expanding and contracting and warping and stuff. So I wanted to use a plywood